right, mental note to everyone who's starting a podcast, from someone who's been doing it for a long, long time and should know better. Do not record an episode about how sad you are and then inadvertently take 3 months off, 3 months, 3 weeks off. Don't take 3 months off either, because that's longer than 3 weeks, because then people are going to worry about you, which is nice. And they reach out and they want to see, are you okay? Which is so sweet. And I appreciate that. And I am. I've been so busy, you guys. And I'm not sad anymore, I don't think. Maybe I'm a little bit sad, but I'm not. I'm much better. And I think part of that has to do with spring, considering happening. It hasn't happened yet. Last weekend was Easter Sunday. The Easter Bunny came. And it was a gorgeous day. Beautiful day. Kids running around outside. The next day, 6 inches of snow. What? And then the next day after that, fog. Fog so thick you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And then last night was the windiest night ever. It's so we're living in some sort of crazy weather world where people just spin a wheel and it's just like, oh, now you're in a desert. That's not weather, is it? No. But I gotta tell you a story. Here's a funny story. Speaking of Easter, it was on a Thursday, the Thursday before Easter. And, you know, every morning I let Irving Brown Sox, our resident Border Collie Black Lab, I open the back door, there's a fenced in yard, and I let him go out into the yard to do whatever he's gonna do. I don't ask him what he does, he just goes out there and does stuff. But when I opened the door, I heard a commotion down on the edge of the deck. We have a groundhog who lives under our deck. I don't know if it's the groundhog. I don't know if he sees his shadow. He's not very receptive to me trying to form a relationship with him, a friendship. But I definitely did not want the dog to go out, because that is a kerfuffle that I did not feel like dealing with at that time. So I grabbed the dog, I was like, go back inside. And I went to check to see what was going on. What was the hubbub? What was the commotion? And I get to the edge of the deck and I look, and it was not the groundhog in our soccer net. We have like one of those little soccer nets for the kids. There was a bunny rabbit. There was a giant, I mean, like, he was really big too. Like, he was all stretched out and end of tips of toes to tips of toes. You know, ears to nose, everything. He was probably like 14 inches. Like, it was big. It was big. It was big. Kind of intimidating, large. But he had gotten caught in the soccer net. I guess his big idea was, I'm gonna run through that net, and it did not work out for him. So I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Okay, trapped bunny. So I went back inside, and I was like, hey guys, we caught the Easter bunny. We got the Easter bunny. We got the Easter bunny. Come check out. And they were like, what? Because there has been some, you know, talk around the house that, oh, Easter bunny's not real. Easter bunny's not real. And I'm like, bro, Easter bunny's real. And he's like, Easter bunny's not real. I'm like, you wrote him a letter asking for certain things. He's real. And he's like, so-and-so at school says he's not real, says he's a fake. And I was just like, why are you going to listen to that kid? Listen to me. Which is probably setting up, you know, some horrible thing in the future. Because I think he's real. Because there's a bunny trail. There's a Peter Cottontail, you know, Easter baskets. How else am I getting Easter baskets in my house, I ask you? So I grab the kids. We run outside. They check out. They were like, oh my God, it's Easter Bunny. And I was like, listen, I don't know if that's the actual Easter Bunny or if he's just like a friend of the Easter Bunny. If he's spying on us, if he's taking notes to take back to the Easter Bunny. And they were just like, ah. So I was like, all right, life lesson. Here's how we save this animal. And so I went inside and I got some gloves and I got a towel and I got some scissors. So I go out and, you know, you're gently, you calmly go up to the bunny, and I put the towel over his head, and I was kind of left hand, I just held him down right there at his neck, kind of on his head, gentle little hold down, and with the right hand I had the scissors, and I start to gently cut the net in between him and the net so that he can escape. Now, while I'm doing this, one of my children was like, I'm so sorry, Easter Bunny, I'm so sorry. And the other kid at the same time was screaming out. He was just like, so, I want Lego. I want Minecraft. You know I want a big chocolate bunny. And like he's just listing all the stuff that he wants to this poor rabbit. And the rabbit, he escapes, he gets out, he runs away. And I was just like, bro, maybe you should have asked him for a new soccer net because this one is now trashed. And he was just like, oh, good point, Dada. Da, good point, Da. So then we had Easter. Easter Bunny saved. I'm a hero. Woo! Easter Bunny saved. And then you know we had Easter. I just said that. Wow. But we had 18 people at our house. And I don't know if I think I've talked about it. I've been building a bathroom in my house. Like, there's a room. It's their toy room. It's like the back room of the house. And it used to be, I think it used to be a porch. And they turned it into a closed-in room. And that's where there's a toy room. But I carved out a little bit of that, and I had to build two walls. I had to close up a wall on the window on the wall, and all sorts of stuff. And I built a bathroom, and I had the electricians and the plumbers do their stuff because I don't have any time to learn that or to figure out how to do code stuff. And I put in tile, and put in a chair rail and wainscoting. I don't know how to say that, and even the people at Home Depot don't know how to say it, which is interesting. Wainscoting. I don't know. You don't know. Who cares then? Put in a pocket door, so it's a little door that goes inside the wall, and I had to put in a neat little handle for that. The goal, I had it all finished. Not finished. I had it all in there by the time Easter came, so that we had an extra bathroom. And I put a coat of primer on it, so it's all white. But now I have to go back in and do some finish work. A little bit of caulking, a little bit of spackling, a little bit of sanding. But then it's going to be done. And then it's done. There's so much pressure off me. That was one of the things. There's so much pressure. Pressure. And I think of what else. I've been doing a lot of shows. That's another reason. I've been so tired because I've been doing so many shows, which is awesome. It's phenomenal. It's great. It makes me happy. And then people are like, you're doing so good at the shows. And I'm like, ah, thanks. I don't take compliments well. I'm not good. Are you guys good at taking compliments? If somebody's like, hey, Bumper Podcast Kateer, you're really good at listening to the Bumper Podcast. Do you think, are you like, ah, I'm all right at it. I don't know. I try to listen. I do all right. That's how I was at the shows. I was like, ah, thanks. I said words. That's what I always say. I said some words. I said them in order. Some of them I said too fast, and they weren't in order, and they didn't understand them. That's fine. But rowdy, I've had rowdy crowds, and I've done well with the rowdy crowds because I move quick. Here's something that I don't know if I'm learning. I'm trying to figure out what I'm learning. But if you have structured jokes, a structured joke is set up and then punchline. So set up, punchline. Why did the pony go to the doctor? That's your setup. Why did the pony go to the doctor? Because he was a little horse. That's your punchline. See, it's terrible, I get it. But why did the pony go to the doctor? Because he was a little horse. So those kind of jokes, sometimes the crowd is rowdy, they don't want to listen. They're like, hey, nah, 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 nah. We don't care about your funny little story. So what I end up doing is just like exploding on them and just like, ah, this thing, ah, that thing, crazy thing, and moving really fast and quick, which sometimes you're not going to get sustained laughter. You're not going to get it like, ah, all the way through, but you're going to get like pockets of laughter and bursts of laughter because they're like, what is happening? This is crazy. This guy is crazy. Like that. But it's been working. And then I can still dip into material if I need to. And it's fun. I've had a lot of fun. Now, the weird thing is that's how I used to do stand-up, was just this tangential, just hitting everything I could as quick as I could. And I used to not give any room for laughs. I figured out that they're, since they're supposed to laugh, that I pause every so often, and I do let them laugh. And then I'll go into material. But the thing is that that's working at Elks Lodge and VFWs in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Delaware and, you know, all these places over here. But if you go into the city, it's a different animal entirely, because they don't really care so much about, I mean, they want, hey, you got, you know, 7 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever, 5, 7. And they want you to be like, boom, joke, boom, joke, boom, joke, boom, joke. And they want you to prove that you can do that. And then I think they maybe will take the reins off a little bit and let you play around a little bit. But it's that hitting that sweet spot, because for me, I don't enjoy doing boom, joke, boom, joke, boom, joke. It doesn't work well with my brain. It never has. And so it's something I gotta kind of rectify and figure out. But I'm having fun, so I gotta keep doing it, right? Doing a bumper podcast, talking to you guys. Been drawing flyers for comedy shows. Have you seen them? I don't know how. I'll figure out how to link to them. But I've done like, I don't know, one, seven, maybe like 8 or something at this point, where people like, hi, they're like, hey, we're going to give you money and you're going to draw things. And I'm like, yes, you're going to give me money. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then they're just like, they don't tell me what to draw. They just let me draw anything. And they put the flyer information on it. And then it comes out, you know, something ridiculous. Like, I had one, there were these two comedians, and there was a guy sitting on an eagle jousting another guy who was sitting on a kitten. Like, it's how much fun is that? It's great. And then for the Elks Lodge, there was, I drew an elk on stage telling a joke, and then two elks at the table making fun of that elk. And then the comedians, I drew their little heads, like, mounted on the wall. And it was so, this is what I want to do. I just want to do more of it. And I want to sleep sometimes, too. One of the children got up at 5:15 today. Not nice, child. Not nice at all. Anyway, Bumper Podcast, I'm sorry I left you saying that I was sad. I'm happier now. It's better now. The world's a good place, and you're awesome, and it's even better because you're in it. So hugs and hearts.